Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Tuesday has been proclaimed as a national day of mourning in Iran following Sunday's major earthquake. Thousands of homeless spent a second night in open air following the 7.3 magnitude tremor and its aftershocks. Those have left more than 400 people dead and thousands more injured. The hardest hit Iranian province was Kermanshah, bordering Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region quickly. In Iraq, Rahman Hani, speaking here, director of the Darbakhtakin Dam, said despite its strong construction, the dam was damaged at the top and there are vertical and horizontal cracks. He said part of the dam also sank. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region and was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. It even made skyscrapers in Dubai sway. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that hindered rescue efforts. In Tehran, a blood transfusion official speaking here appealed for donations, especially negative blood types, including O negative. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter and supplies. The region sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead and many more homeless. In Washington, this is VOA News.